Well, one of the most popular bands that I can recall are the Beach Boys, and they're coming to town this Saturday. And fantastic band, fantastic sound, but also fantastic venue. I speak, of course, of Kings Park. And Mike Love from the Beach Boys joins us from Adelaide, I believe. G'day, Mike.
Hey, g'day, Peter.
First of all, have you had an opportunity to play at Kings Park here in Perth before?
Yes, twice before, but it hasn't been for a while, so this is, we're looking forward to Saturday.
It's an amazing venue. I've been lucky enough to be there for quite a few different performances. Unfortunately, haven't seen you guys there previously, Mike, but are there any extra challenges to playing in an outdoor venue?
Not really. We're quite used to it because the summertime, and there's so many outdoor venues all over the world that are special to the summer, and we love doing that. I mean, we also love the performing arts centers and theaters and all that because the acoustics are great, but there's nothing quite like a Beach Boys concert in the summer.
That's right. That's right. And just on that, it is interesting, hugely successful and popular around the world, and you could very much understand that, particularly here in Perth, because we like to think that some of what made you so successful and what you base the band upon is a big part of our life in little old Perth, Western Australia. You talk of the sun and the surf, the beach, very much a part of our background. It must be a little bit different, though, when you perform in places that don't have that background, don't have that sort of link, but still you guys are immensely popular.
Well, I like the fact that Australia kind of reminds me of one big, huge California, you know, because of the things you mentioned, the surf and the lifestyle, and, you know, things are pretty casual, and I think there's a lot of similarities between California and Western Australia. So it's like a second home to us. We've always loved Australia, and particularly because our song Kokomo was number one for 8 weeks. You don't get songs to be number one for 8 weeks, 2 months in a row. That's pretty amazing. And that's what Kokomo did in Australia in 1988. So we are, you know, thrilled to be back.
How did that opportunity avail itself to you, Mike? Kokomo from the soundtrack to Cocktail?
Well, the producer asked us for a song to include in the movie soundtrack, and we came up with the demo, and when they heard the demo, it wasn't even finished yet, but they said, oh, this is your best song since Good Vibrations. We had no frame of reference like that, but it turned out to be true. In fact, they say that Kokomo is our largest selling single record that we ever had.
Was it true, Mike, that it was so popular and the place conjured such beautiful imagery that many travel agencies were flooded with calls about this place, Kokomo?
Yes, and we got letters from teachers that said their classes, they couldn't get them interested in geography so much, but when we came out with that record and mentioned all these places, that all of a sudden the kids got interested. Aruba, Jamaica, all that kind of thing.
I'm sure you're very popular through those regions of the world for a great influx of tourists, Mike. Just take us back to the beginning. I know you would have spoken about it a whole lot, but the 60s, California, where it all started. What do you recall?
Well, we live just a few miles from the beach, and that became like the center of our existence for much of the good weather time of year, and surfing and any kind of beach activity was where it was at for us. And of course, to get there, you would use a car in Southern California. So cars and beach became the two primary themes of our first few records.
Is it still to this day, without knowing exactly your links to Southern California, California, is it still very much a rich musical area?
It is. I think so. But, you know, music is so diverse these days. I mean, there's something for everybody, literally. And, you can make up a song in your bedroom on your computer, and it can be a worldwide exposed hit. You know, the way it is these days with the technology, it's different than what it was in the early to mid-60s.
Mike, just on that, what do you enjoy listening to in your downtime? I know that you also enjoy meditation and yoga and those sorts of things, but if you are listening to a bit of music, what's on your playlist at the moment?
Well, I personally like Bruno Mars myself.
Yeah.
He's such a great entertainer, good singer, good writer, but he's also a dynamic personal appearance person. You know, he's a great entertainer that way. And so that's kind of my style of, or what I appreciate about a performer. But also, I have a 19-year-old daughter, my youngest, and she's exposed me to, you know, all kinds of things. Lana Del Rey and Foster the People. You know, I mean, she'll hip me to songs that become hits before they've been hits. She's very, very much into the music. So I get exposed to music through my kids.
It's nice, isn't it?
Just
on that, Mike, I don't want to be too corny or cheesy here, but I would like to thank you because we didn't have a whole lot of music in our household growing up, although my father loved the clarinet and the banjo. So that was about the extent of his collection, except for one Beach Boys album, which got a lot of play, because as much as I can appreciate that Acker Bilk is very, very talented, for a seven-year-old boy, it wasn't really what I was looking for.
No, exactly. So the Beach Boys to the rest. Rescue.
Very much so. I mentioned before you are, I believe, a vegetarian. How do you assess the quality of the vegetarian fare in Australia?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've already sussed out the Indian restaurants locally, so we're going to go to one of them as soon as we get ready to go to dinner.
I'm sure there's plenty of places that will be able to do the job for you here in Perth, Mike. What can people expect if they head along on Saturday night, all of the hits?
Everything from Surfing, our first song, to Kokomo, and a lot of things in between, and a couple of things on either side. For instance, we do a song that's a reminiscence of George Harrison when he passed away. It reminded me of a time that we spent in India together, the Beatles and myself.
Mm-hmm.
We were all at Maharishi's place in Rishikesh, India in 1968, and George and I both had our birthdays that spring of 1968. He on February 25th, I on March 15th, so we're both Pisces. So I wrote a song about that, which we do on the show, and we have some accompanying video. It's kind of, you know, very nostalgic and sentimental. But it's a nice tribute to George. So that's something different and unique, in addition to all the major hits by the Beach Boys that you could ever want to hear.
You must still really love touring, Mike.
I do. I like the fact that, the traveling can be a little tiring, but the fact that there are people all over the world that still want to hear our music and still enjoy coming out to see us, that to me, that's a blessing.
And similar to what you were just talking about your relationship with music with your daughter, must give you a real buzz looking out to crowds and seeing different generations, perhaps of the same family, enjoying your music together.
It does. We'll see grandparents, their children, the children's children. We'll see entire families enjoying our music, which is really wonderful.
Well, Mike, I'm sure the tour is a huge success. We wish you all the best here in Perth this Saturday night at Kings Park. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Peter, for having me on your program.
There's Mike Love, the Beach Boys, so you can get in contact with the ticket outlets if you want to head along. Beautiful venue, Kings Park, this Saturday night.